friends. You are listening to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, an independent consumer health advocate focused on natural health and health freedom, editor of naturalnews.com, one of the most widely read health websites on the internet with over 1 million readers a month. And today I have a question to ask you that's going to blow your mind. Would you buy a product if it said that it promised to help you gain weight while you sleep? Yeah, you heard me correctly. A pill that when you take it and you go to sleep at night, it actually adds pounds of body fat to your body that you probably think already has a little too much body fat if you're like the rest of us. Would you buy a pill like that? What if it promised to add 10 pounds a year or 20 pounds a year? What if it even promised to add 60 pounds a year of body fat while you sleep with no additional effort required on your part? Would you buy a pill like that? Now, the truth is, 50 million Americans buy pills just like that. They're not called weight gain pills. You know what they're called? Antipsychotics, antidepressants. These drugs cause weight gain while you sleep. They are mood stabilizers as well. So if you're taking an antidepressant drug, an antipsychotic drug, or a mood stabilizer, and you're wondering why you're gaining weight, this could be the reason why. It's the hidden cause of weight gain that's promoting this epidemic of obesity we're seeing in this country now. Did you know that 2/3 of Americans are now overweight? Did you know that 1/3 of Americans are now considered clinically obese? And for a long time, the scientists and the experts and the FDA and all the government officials, they've been telling you it's your fault. Yeah, you're eating too much. You're not exercising enough. They might be right about that, but they didn't tell you one other thing that's a very important factor in all of this, and that's the fact that the medications they're recommending you take are making you fat. That's what we're going to talk about on this show, medications that make you fat, and what you can do to get off of those medications in a safe, intelligent, informed way and get on to natural solutions that work better than the medications so that you don't need those dangerous drugs and you don't need to add body fat while you sleep, because that's a crazy idea. In a nation that's already overweight, why do we need to be taking pills that make us fat? Now, before we get into all of that, let's talk about the facts here. Fact number one, the research shows, and this was all published in the New York Times, by the way. These articles appeared December of 2006. And so this is not breaking news. If this is the first time you've heard of this, it's because there's been massive censorship of this issue. But let me give it to you straight here. The research shows that one drug named Zyprexa, which you've probably heard of, it's made by a company called Eli Lilly. They make a lot of pharmaceuticals, a big multi-billion dollar drug corporation. Well, they did research on Zyprexa, and they found, this is in their own internal research, they found that after taking Zyprexa for 1 year, 1/3 of the patients gained over 20 pounds. Over 20 pounds with no additional effort required. And about half of those people, get this, gained over 60 pounds. Some people gained more than 75 pounds in 1 year. It's almost as if by magic. Like you take a pill, you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, wham, you've got extra body fat. Now notice that this pill, Zyprexa, is not sold as a magic weight gain pill. I don't think it would sell very well if it were marketed in that way. Do you? No. It's not sold as a solution for being too skinny in case you want to pack on some pounds very rapidly and elevate your blood sugar levels and perhaps even elevate your cholesterol. Do you want to do all those things? Here, take this drug. They don't market it that way. It wouldn't work. They market it as a mind-altering drug, a psychotropic drug to ease depression or psychotic episodes, and they downplay all the facts about how it messes with your blood sugar and causes you to gain weight. They don't talk about those facts. In fact, as the New York Times article put it, it looks like Eli Lilly tried to hide this information or cover it up or at least downplay it. so that people weren't made aware of this information. Because who would want to take these pills if you were made aware of it? Now, if you're thinking right now, wait a minute, I'm taking some of these pills. If that's what you're thinking, then keep listening. You're going to want to listen to this entire show because we are going to talk about solutions for getting off of these dangerous pharmaceuticals that could be making you fat. That's not something that we should take lightly in this country, given the health implications of being overweight or obese. Recent research has shown that obesity has a very strong positive correlation with not just diabetes, which is sort of the obvious one. That is, if you're obese, you're probably going to be diabetic sooner or later, but also heart disease and cancer. Yes, being obese has also been shown to promote cancer and promote other diseases. So the overweight part of your health challenge can actually cause these other things. Now, let's back up for a minute. Why do people take these antipsychotic drugs in the first place? Why do people take antidepressants? Well, for many people, it's because they feel down, they feel depressed about life. And why do they feel depressed? Well, part of the reason is because they look in the mirror and they're not happy with the way they look, not happy with their body image. And that's often because they're overweight. So they take antidepressants thinking it's going to make them feel better, enhance the mood, elevate the brain chemistry necessary to feel better. This is the myth of antipsychotic drugs and antidepressant drugs. So they take this. And then after a year, they find that they've gained a lot of weight, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 50, 60 pounds of body fat. And then they wake up and look in the mirror, and now they're, say, 50 pounds heavier. And I got a question to ask you. Do you think that would make you feel depressed? I mean, come on. If you wake up and you're 50 pounds heavier 1 year, and it's because of the antidepressants, then doesn't that mean that the drugs are actually causing the very thing that they claim to treat? I mean, come on. The drugs are claiming to end your depression or at least reduce it. But actually, by making you fat, they're causing you to be depressed. I mean, what's more depressing than gaining weight and not knowing why? You might be out there exercising. You might be taking supplements and vitamins. You might be changing your diet and doing your best to eat right, and you're still packing on the pounds. And you know why? Because these antidepressants could be causing this. And these antipsychotic drugs, these could be the hidden cause of your unexplained weight gain. And nobody is being told the truth about this. Now you combine that with the recent research published on the Public Library of Science Medicine Journal, that's PLOS Medicine Journal, which exposed the massive fraud of the entire antidepressant industry. It did a meta-analysis of dozens of different studies and found that antidepressants work no better than placebo at ending depression. In other words, the pills are no more effective than sugar pills. This is scientific fact, and it sent shockwaves through the industry. Doctors were shocked. Oh my God, they said, you mean I've been prescribing pills that work no better than placebo? Patients were shocked. They were saying, you mean I've been spending money on these pills that work no better than a sugar pill, and yet they're costing me a fortune, and now I'm learning that they're causing me to gain body fat while I sleep? Are you kidding me? This is what the industry is doing to you, folks. They're lying to you, and they're destroying your health, and they're making you pay to do it so that you end up diseased and bankrupt at the end of the day, deceived by an industry that only has profit at heart. If it even has a heart, actually. It just wants to make money. It doesn't care about your health. Now, another truth that they don't want you to know about is the blood sugar imbalances caused by antidepressant drugs. It turns out that antidepressants, and that includes all the SSRI drugs, or the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, as they're called, SSRIs, they interfere with normal blood sugar metabolism. And it is now known that they can cause type 2 diabetes, or at least accelerate the onset of type 2 diabetes. And if you're doing other things in your life that may help promote that disease, such as avoiding exercise, or eating refined sugars, or drinking sodas that have liquid sugars in them, any of those things, if you combine that with antidepressants, then you can greatly increase your risk of being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which means you have to start giving yourself insulin shots. That's no fun. And to make matters even worse, once you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they want to put you on yet more diabetes drugs. And these drugs are extremely dangerous. Previous drugs for diabetes have been pulled off the market because they killed people by destroying their liver. I'll name one drug. Resulin is one. The FDA pulled it off the market, finally, after being sued by a nonprofit consumer advocate organization. It took them 6 months longer than the European health authorities to pull the drug off the market. And it turned out that maybe 10,000 people were killed by Resulin around the world. It could be 100,000 people suffered extreme liver damage but yet survived. This is just one example, folks. These drugs are extremely dangerous. And look at what they're doing here now. They start you off with an innocent-sounding television commercial that says, oh, are you depressed? Did your best friend move away? Did you have a bad hair day? Do you feel down? Do you feel angry? If you feel any of these things, no, they're not normal human emotions. They are now a disease. And you now have to have a chemical treatment for your disease. Go to your doctor. Ask them about drug X or Y or Z, or how about XYZ, because they all have X's and Y's and Z's in their names, don't they? That's what makes them sound like they're official drugs. And then you go to your doctor's office. You were healthy when you walked in. You just had a bad day. Now they give you a drug. And you start taking the drug. They don't tell you it causes weight gain while you sleep. So then you're sleeping and you're gaining weight. A year later, you wake up depressed because you gained 50 pounds. Now you're really depressed and you're starting to get diabetes. You go to your doctor. You say, I've got symptoms of blood sugar, hypoglycemia. He diagnoses you with type 2 diabetes, puts you on another pharmaceutical that destroys your liver. Then you're on the liver transplant list. You're overweight, you're depressed, and you're broke. That is where they end up putting you. This is the natural progression of, or I should say the very unnatural progression of conventional medicine. They start you off on one drug, and that drug damages you so that you need another drug. And they keep diagnosing you with another disease, another condition, another moneymaker. And then they keep drugging you so that by the time you die, you end up on 12 different medications. There are lots of people in this country that are on 12 different medications. Are they healthier than when they started? No, absolutely no. You cannot tell me. You cannot even find a single person that's on 12 drugs that's healthier than a person on no drugs. I challenge you. I challenge you. Find a person on 12 pharmaceuticals and let's compare health stats. I've published my stats online. You find that at healthranger.org. I've put my stats up there. I take no pharmaceuticals. And I challenge anybody taking 12 pharmaceuticals to beat those stats. I mean, come on, if drugs made you healthy, then people who take more drugs should be healthier, right? It's just common sense. If drugs made you healthy, then the more drugs you took, the fewer symptoms you would have and the fewer drugs you would need. But in fact, the reverse is actually true. The more drugs you take, that is pharmaceuticals and medications, the more damage they cause and the more drugs you end up needing. So it becomes a vicious, self-reinforcing cycle of dependence on pharmacological medicine. And what a curious coincidence that it is exactly this dependence that generates the most profits for the drug companies and the doctors and the hospitals and the clinics and the oncology departments that give you chemotherapy and the mammogram machine manufacturers. What a curious coincidence that all of these people who are invested in disease make money by keeping you enslaved in a chain of sickness, trapped in a system from which you can never escape unless you learn the information that I'm about to share with you right here on this show, because you can stop this vicious cycle. You can turn it around. You can safely get off of these pharmaceuticals and begin to heal from the inside out. You can heal your brain chemistry. And I'm going to show you how to do it right here on this show. Some of these are absolutely free, by the way. Some of these therapies I'm going to mention are free. It won't cost you a dime. And they actually reverse depression. They reverse obesity. They help reverse type 2 diabetes. They prevent cancer. They prevent heart disease. These are amazing therapies. I'm going to give them to you right here on this show in the next few minutes. And I won't hold back because you know I give it to you straight. tell you what works, what doesn't work. You may say, how do you know what works? Well, I used to be pre-diabetic. You see, I used to be borderline obese. Yeah, me too. I've been there. I used to wake up and look in the mirror and say, how did I get so fat? I've been there, and I reversed that, and I didn't do it by taking pharmaceuticals. I can tell you that much. I didn't do it by going to the doctor and listening to their nonsense about nutrition and pharmaceuticals. I did it by educating myself, by listening to people who were healthy and doing what they did. And that's why I've made it my life's mission to pass on that information, to share what works with people like you. In the last segment, we talked about the dangers of antipsychotic drugs and antidepressants and how they secretly make you fat, causing enormous weight gain, how they imbalance blood sugar metabolism and even promote diabetes. Now we're going to talk about the natural solutions for reversing depression, reversing diabetes, reversing brain chemistry imbalances, and bringing your body back to a state of normal, healthy balance using nothing but Mother Nature's cures. All right, we're going to start with one nutrient you've heard a lot about, omega-3s, omega-3 fatty acids. These are miracle oils, in my opinion. And if you get a lot of omega-3s in your body and have fewer omega-6 oils in your body, or omega-6 fatty acids, which come from corn oil and soy oil and hydrogenated oils, then you're going to have a huge benefit. And omega-3s, by the way, help prevent depression. So you need omega-3 oils in your body. Now, how can you get those? The two sources that most people know about are flax seeds and fish oils. Now, I'm a big believer in fish oils. And fish oils are extremely healthful. I suggest taking some cod liver oil and really checking out the companies that you're getting your fish oils from, making sure that they test their batches, that they're not contaminated with mercury. One company I recommend is called Nordic Naturals, N-O-R-D-I-C, naturals.com. That's the website where you can find that company. You can also find fish oil supplements from many different sources. Beware of isolated DHA from algae. That's not something I'm currently recommending. DHA is called the brain nutrient or the brain oil that comes from various sources, including fish. So don't go with isolated DHA. Go with a full fish oil. Or with flax seeds, you can get it that way, or flax oil is another way. I also recommend chia seeds. Chia seeds are very high in omega-3s. You can find those at goodcausewellness.com. That's online, goodcausewellness.com. They sell chia seeds. Good company. What else do you need to know? Oh, flax seeds, they need to be sprouted. There are sprouted flax products available on the market today. A good company for that is Ruth's Hemp Foods. That's R-U-T-H-S. hempfoods.com. Go to ruthshempfoods.com, or you can find her products in retail, and she has some sprouted flax protein powders made with hemp protein and sprouted flax. Another company I recommend, and I know I'm rattling these off quickly, but I want you to get this information. I promised you these solutions, is the Organic Food Bar Company. Organicfoodbar.com. They have products that use sprouted flax. In fact, they have an omega-3 bar that's absolutely delicious, and it's made with almonds and dates and agave nectar and sprouted flax, and it is highly nutritious. So this is strategy number one. Get more omega-3 oils, into your body and reduce your intake of omega-6s. And if you can, completely eliminate your intake of any fried oils. You don't want oils that have been overheated, because they oxidize and they become poison to your heart, to your brain, even to your liver. So you don't want any of those. Stop eating fried foods. Start eating unprocessed, unrefined, natural omega-3 oils. That's going to do wonders for easing depression. In fact, this helps reverse behavioral disorders in children. So children who have been diagnosed with ADHD, for example, hyperactivity, it's because of all the junk they're eating. You give them these omega-3 oils and things start calming down. They're able to focus and pay attention and sit still and learn better. And they're just healthier all around because of these omega-3 oils. So that's step number one. That'll go a long way. For many people, that'll completely eliminate their depression. All right, step number two. This is the free therapy that I was talking about. And It simply is getting more sunlight on your skin. A sensible amount. Don't burn yourself. And by the way, you can boost your immunity to sunburns by taking more superfoods, especially berries and superfruits, because if you're sensitive to the sun, it means that you don't have enough antioxidants in your diet. If you eat more antioxidants and you do juicing and you eat more superfood smoothies with microalgae like chlorella and spirulina, then your resistance to sunburn greatly increases, so you can spend more time in the sun safely without getting burned. I know that from personal experience and from talking to thousands of different people about this issue. I hear this over and over again. You change your diet, you become more resistant to sunburn. And I don't recommend using sunscreen at all, because sunscreen contains cancer-causing chemicals. And by the way, sun exposure is important for your skin because it generates vitamin D. And vitamin D is the miracle anti-cancer nutrient that science is just beginning to really discover. They don't even know all the secrets about vitamin D yet, but we do know from the studies that have been published so far that vitamin D, which you can get for free from sunlight, prevents 4 out of 5 cancers of every type, prevents 4 out of 5 breast cancers, 4 out of 5 prostate cancers, colon cancers, pancreatic cancers, multiple myeloma, leukemia, you name it, all cancers, 4 out of 5 are prevented by having adequate levels of vitamin D in your blood. And here's the kicker. Nearly every American is deficient in vitamin D. And if you live farther north, you know, in Seattle or New York or Minnesota, or if you live in Canada and you're not getting much sun most of the year, you're probably seriously deficient in vitamin D. And that's going to also impact your brain function. It's going to make you feel psychotic. I mean, even conventional medicine, they recognize something called seasonal affective disorder, SAD. That's what happens when you don't get enough sunlight and you start feeling depressed. And people that live in Seattle where it's cloudy 10 months out of the year, they get this. And this is actually recognized as a serious medical condition. But you know what? It's really not seasonal affective disorder. All it is sunlight deficiency. And you can correct that condition by what? Getting more sunlight. This is not rocket science, folks. We are designed to live under the sun, not sitting in cubicles under fluorescent lights. And you know what the treatment is for seasonal affective disorder? The treatment, this is the conventional medical treatment, light. Yeah, go figure. You don't need a prescription for light, folks. You can get it outside your front door, depending on where you live and what the seasons are and so on. But get more sunlight. That's going to ease your depression in a big way, and it's going to stabilize your brain function. Now, the next strategy that you can do is to actually get more exercise. Now, you can do these together. You can exercise in the sun and get both exercise and sunlight together. Well, it turns out that exercise is so good for your brain chemistry that it works just like an antidepressant, except better with no negative side effects. In other words, it alters your brain chemistry and makes you feel good. Just engaging in physical exercise, it makes you feel good, not just for that moment. Because sometimes in that moment, you might not feel so good. You might feel tired or sweaty or exhausted. But for the following 24, 48, 72 hours, you're going to feel much better. And over the long haul, exercise alters your brain chemistry and makes you feel better about life. Now, yeah, it takes some effort. It's harder than just swallowing a pill. But think about all the benefits of exercise. Not only is it going to build lean muscle mass, not only is it going to ease depression, but it's also going to help you lose the weight that you might have gained from taking the antidepressant drugs in the first place. Plus, you can get sunlight when you exercise. Plus, sweating is actually a form of detoxification. You need to sweat sometimes to get the toxins out of your skin, and you can drink pure, clean water and help flush things out of your body through exercise. So it's a good thing all around. It's something that you really should consider doing as part of your strategy to overcome depression and get off of these dangerous pharmaceuticals. Trace minerals, folks. Trace minerals. If you're not getting trace minerals into your diet, then you're going to be depressed. I've noticed this. People who suffer from depression and psychosis and get on these pharmaceuticals, they're almost always eating nutrient-depleted food that lacks the full spectrum salt and the trace minerals that their body really needs. Now think about this. Your blood, if you look at the mineral makeup of your blood, it's almost identical to ocean water minus the excess salt. Your blood is supposed to have more than 90 different elements, macro minerals and trace minerals, circulating through it at all times. Your body needs these trace minerals, like selenium, for example, and even vanadium. It needs all these minerals in order to accomplish its biological functions. All these millions of enzymatic reactions that happen in your body each day require these trace minerals. Most people do not have these trace minerals in their diets, not in anywhere close to sufficient quantities. So they walk around every day in a state of chronic deficiency. They don't have enough natural salt, full spectrum sea salt, for example. Celtic sea salt is a brand that I recommend. They don't have enough trace minerals. And so they go into a state of depression, and it actually affects brain chemistry. Now, how do you know this is true? Well, think about this. What is one of the treatments for psychosis? Lithium. What is lithium? I mean, you've heard of lithium, right? This is a quote drug prescribed for psychosis. What is lithium? Lithium is a trace mineral. You can go to some places in this country and you can soak in lithium hot springs where the water is really rich in lithium. And if you soak in lithium-rich water, you won't go crazy. You will have better brain chemistry, better health. And in fact, if you soak in these hot springs in various places around the country, there are some in Wyoming, for example, many in Colorado, lots in Hawaii, then you will absorb the minerals that come out of those hot springs, and that will greatly enhance your health. People have actually reversed cancer using this strategy, just soaking in mineral-rich waters. This is also why swimming in the ocean is really good for your health, because you absorb many of the minerals right from the ocean water. So what do you do if you don't live near the ocean, you don't live near hot springs? How do you get the minerals into your body? The answer is very simple. Eat full-spectrum salt. Now, there's a company I recommend. They're called Transition Nutrition. They're online at www.transitionnutrition.com, and they sell a Royal Himalayan salt that is extremely mineral-rich. And I've been putting that in my smoothies, and I use it in my cooking. I eat that all the time. I actually add salt to my diet because I don't get enough salt based on the foods I eat. So I add salt, but I never add table salt. I only add full spectrum salt. And that's some fantastic stuff, by the way. Sea salt is what you want. You can also eat ocean vegetables. Kelp, for example. You can take it as a supplement. You can even put a seaweed in your soup. You know why the people in Japan and China and Taiwan, they have lower rates of cancer? It's because they're eating so many sea vegetables. And they're eating more fermented tofu, which also has an anti-cancer effect. I'm not talking about soy milk or soy protein isolate. I don't support those things. I'm talking about fermented tofu, which is completely different. But they're taking these sea vegetables in, and they're getting the trace minerals that way. You can too. Kombu is another one. Dulse is another sea vegetable that you can consume. Go to a Japanese sushi restaurant and eat the nori seaweed that they wrap the sushi with. That has trace minerals in it. And the more you eat of this, the more minerals you're going to get into your body. And then you're going to not only ease your depression and psychosis, but you're going to have another huge benefit. Guess what it is? You will find that your cravings for sweets will greatly reduce or vanish completely. It's true. Most of the cravings that we have for sweets or carbohydrates or junk foods, these are our body's way of telling us to eat more minerals. So when you actually take in the minerals through other sources like seaweed or nutritional supplements, then your body turns off the cravings. So you can make a choice here. You can live a diseased life eating processed junk foods that lack the minerals and getting on antidepressant drugs that make you fat, where you get diabetes and you get put on diabetes drugs and you can end up broke and diseased and miserable. Or you can make a different choice. You can start changing your diet. Eat more seaweed. Eat unprocessed foods. Start using full-spectrum sea salt. Start getting some exercise, some sunlight, omega-3 oils, maybe some cod liver oil, the fish oils. You can start taking superfoods, nutritional supplements, and then your need for those medications will usually just completely vanish. I do suggest you always work with a qualified health practitioner to get off of your medications in a safe way. I don't suggest that you quit them cold turkey. Work with someone who understands what you're doing. They should encourage you. Any doctor should encourage you to do this. You say, doctor, I'm going to start exercising and eating right and supplementing my diet with these things. They should encourage you. Now, they may not understand because they don't understand nutrition typically. They haven't been taught about trace minerals or superfoods or living foods, raw foods, for example, or even the power of enzymes. They haven't been taught that, so don't expect them to understand all that. But at the very least, they should encourage you to make these positive life changes, and they should help you get off of the medications that you really don't need. You don't need those medications. In my view, those medications have virtually no use whatsoever in society, except perhaps in a very, very small percentage of people who have truly gone mad. But I think, unfortunately, those are the people running the FDA. I mean, I think the insane people are running the asylum now. I think that all the mad people are in charge of the drug companies. So unfortunately, that's who we have in charge, are the people who need real medication. Maybe they're taking their own product, and that's part of the problem. But you shouldn't be taking their product, in my opinion. You should find a safer way to not need their medications. A safer way to find normal, healthy balance in your own body so that you not only eliminate the symptoms of those diseases, but you eliminate the root cause. You actually heal. Because let's face it, depression is not caused by a deficiency of Prozac. Come on. Psychosis is not caused by a deficiency of a pharmaceutical. It's caused by something else. And if we really want to be healthy, we've got to get to the root cause of these problems and not just run around treating symptoms like putting duct tape on a flat tire and trying to drive down the highway at 80 miles an hour, thinking that you've got the problem solved. The problem is not the hole in the tire, perhaps. The problem is that the tire is too old, needs to be replaced. Maybe the oils in your body need to be replaced like the oils in your car. You know, if your engine in your car is making a strange noise, you might want to do some maintenance on it. You might want to do an oil change, right? Same thing's true in your body. Things aren't working right. If your ticker is having some problems and your brain doesn't have the right chemistry, maybe you need to change the oil. And that's where we get to the omega-3s. So to summarize very quickly, the four things I recommended here, and I encourage you to do more research on these, are omega-3 oils, sunlight, exercise, and trace minerals. Those are four strategies. There are many, many more. Do your research on these. You can find a lot of answers online at naturalnews.com. Again, we have over 24,000 articles on that website. Many of them are written about omega-3s, the benefits of sunlight and vitamin D. We have a free report with Dr. Michael Hollick about the benefits of sunlight and vitamin D. It's one of the 20 special reports that you can download free of charge. Just go there. Get online, naturalnews.com. Empower yourself. Learn this information, and you will no longer have to be trapped by a system of medicine that only wants to turn you into a revenue stream and doesn't care about your health. I care about your health. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again at the next show. You've been listening to the Health Ranger Show.